Hi guys, we're getting ready to start the radio show. 6 days until Christmas. So I'm wearing my Christmas shirt. And I have a verse for you today. John 15:15. No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give to you. And here's a message. Greatest men in history named Jesus had no servants, yet they called him master. Had no degree, yet they call him teacher. Had no medicines, yet they call him healer. Had no army, yet kings feared him. He won no military battles, yet he conquered the world. He committed no crime, yet they crucified him. He was buried in a tomb, yet he lives today in all of us. That was my addition. And just to let you know, it, Miami, sunny, beautiful, 75 degree Fahrenheit.
Ooh, that's and the meteorologist
it's
great. In you.
It's a blessing to live in Miami, guys, really. And Bobby wants to say hi.
Yes, hi. And because today is going to be show about self-esteem, we can start with a couple of quotes.
Sure, go at it.
It's me first? Okay, so you're not your mistakes. They are what you did, not who you are. Okay. You have a quote?
What you believe becomes your reality. That's my quote.
There you are. You're not what you're not. You, yourself, as much as anybody in the entire universe, deserve your love and affection.
Nice. I like that one.
It's not who you are that holds you back. It's who you think you're not. Okay?
Oh, okay.
You have been criticizing yourself for years and it hasn't worked. Try approving of yourself and see what happens.
Turn the page. Start new. Why not?
Self-esteem is made up primarily of two things: feeling lovable and feeling capable.
How about feeling loved by God?
There you are.
That's the best.
And a lot of people want to be loved by others.
God is really all you need. Okay. But others help. It's an addition. It's a great compliment.
Another love quote. Love yourself. It is important.
Would it be worse light will guide you home and ignite your bones, and I will try to fix you. Ooh. High up above or down below, when you're too in love to let it go, but if you never try, you'll never know just what you were. Light will guide you home and ignite your bones, and I will try to fix you.
Cure with Amy Cabo. Life can bring many difficult situations, domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. Welcome, Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Good afternoon, and welcome to The Cure Radio Show. I'm your host, Amy Cabo, with my amazing partner, Boris.
I'm still amazing.
For now. We'll see.
Our show
is available live on your radio, also through our app, The Cure, on any smartphone, and our website, godisacure.com. We are broadcasting live from Miami through satellite, available on 35 radios in more than 11 states, and live on social media, soon after the show, any podcast player. This show deals with suffering and the tenacity of the human spirit, the will to survive, and the courage to keep moving forward, despite any obstacle, with the help of God who enables us to help each other. We provide testimonials to let people know that we are not alone. And in this show, the testimony started with me, having been a survivor from child abuse well into young adulthood. We also have experts in several fields and inspirational speakers that are willing to help us with valuable information. Knowing that education is necessary, awareness is crucial, and comfort is needed. I do believe we all suffer or have suffered from something, and we hope to be a source of healing for each other. God was my only cure, but there are other forms of healing to service everyone. Life can be challenging, but always know there's someone who cares. At least God does. The song that played earlier was Fix You by Coldplay. And here's my take. When will we try to reach our greatest potential? What will it take for us to acknowledge our best? Will it be time to let go and let God guide us so we can finally learn that in God we can rest? Life can be scary. There are moments that will drop us to our knees. But it's our heart's beautiful soul, and our potential is what God always sees. Though, is there a better position to be in to pray? When we hit rock bottom, it really is the only way. These times have been dark, but His light will always shine above all the noise, for there's nothing like God's sweet love, so divine. We can only fool ourselves for so long, believe the hype as we falsely carry on. It's worth giving God a try. It's with Him that we learn, grow wings, and start to fly. There is so much that we can discover. Otherwise, we will never know how much there is to recover. Only freedom through Christ can fix you. Create confidence and peace like no other. And today's guest is John Pardo, who is going to help us discuss self-esteem and confidence. Johnny Pardo is the author and podcast host of The Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset and a confidence coach. Johnny initially followed into the personal growth world from his creative love of writing fiction. As Johnny began his personal growth journey, he became more self-aware of his lifelong self-esteem and confidence challenges. Johnny did everything in his power to build and create a new level of self-love by investing time and money into coaching, books, and courses. Johnny realized how many others had challenges too, including some close to him, which led him to the creation of the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset Show. Channel, book, and coaching. Johnny Pardo, thank you for being on the show. You are now live.
Thank you very much, AB. It's an honor to be here today. So thank you very much. And what a great pause, and what a great pause this show is. So thank you for having me.
And it's so nice, all the way from England. How blessed are we? John, let's just dive right into it. Can everyone build a good self-esteem? And let's start by describing what is self-esteem.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I am calling in from England for any of the listeners who noticed the odd accent, first of all. Yeah, so I believe there's many, many people who will have these self-esteem challenges in life, such as myself. We all have different situations, so should never compare. But I do believe that everyone has the capability within them to build up self-esteem and their confidence. But it's just the fact that we can get so overwhelmed sometimes with all these challenging thoughts or negative things that have happened to us. And again, we all have different situations, some worse than others. But it's about finding the right tools and the right techniques. And that's what I try and share. Now, what is self-esteem? Was your other question. So self-esteem, if you look on the internet, what's self-esteem, what's confidence? In the simplest definition, self-esteem is, for me, about how much you like yourself. Not in terms of your achievements, in terms of, oh, I've managed to win this medal, or I've managed to win that award. It is simply how much do you like yourself and value yourself as a person.
Right. So you're basically learning that you are valuable. I mean, for a spiritual person, you find your value in being God's child. I mean, that's what worked for me anyway. But it's important that everyone knows that they're precious, that they're here for a purpose. Their being here is not a mistake. And it was really, it's a great creation, each and every one of us, by our awesome Creator. But is there a difference between self-esteem and confidence?
Yeah, of course. Great question. As I'm sure many of your questions are. But yeah, self-esteem and confidence. So as I kind of touched on a little bit there, self-esteem is how much you value yourself and see yourself in terms of how you described it, in terms of how valuable you are to yourself but in God's creation. But in terms of what confidence means, confidence is... If someone says to me, first of all, if they said, right, I'm not confident, my first question instantly is, confident in what? Because there's two different types that I've come across. There's your self-confidence, which is about how you feel your abilities are in life, like how much you're willing to go out and try things and that you've got faith in yourself to try stuff. But then there's also specific confidence. So this is more about how you feel about going into a given situation. So I'll give you an example. Me personally, I'm quite confident at writing a book because I've done it for a long time. But if you ask me to sing in front of people, different story. I wouldn't do it. Not because I'm scared in front of people, but I just don't have any faith. So confidence can be this self-confidence, which is very much in line with your self-esteem and how much you value yourself and back yourself, but also this specific confidence in terms of how you think you're going to be at certain situations in life.
So it's kind of self-esteem is about feeling better about yourself and who you are, where confidence is about being brave and taking that extra step, believing that you're capable. Do I get this right?
So self-esteem is about that faith in yourself and the value you see in yourself. But yeah, confidence is very much about taking those steps, taking those actions, but you get more of it as you try things more and more and you practice things and you take more courage. Yeah.
And so what comes first, self-esteem or confidence? And I know they go hand in hand. Is one more important than the other? Can you live with one and not the other?
Yeah, so I think it's absolutely, you know, like you just said, absolutely essential to have them hand in hand and work on them both. But I'd say a real focus in terms of where you want to start, if you're really struggling to get out there and try and take action and do anything, is really focusing on the self-esteem, because you still have to face fear and use courage, but you're more likely to be able to be in that position if you've got more self-esteem and you've got that more faith
okay.
in yourself.
We'll continue after the short break.
We'll definitely continue talking about this because we all need it, don't we?
Yeah, we do. So we'd love to hear from you. Call us at 1-866-34-TRUTH. Ask our guest
right
a question.
With Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Amy Cabo and The Cure.
This show deals with suffering, the tenacity of the human spirit, and the courage to keep moving forward with the help of God. I want people to know that there's hope. I was forced into my abortion because I didn't think I had a choice. I want people to know there's choices.
Well, Amy, my heart is breaking. I just want you to know that I love you and I thank God for you.
Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Every Saturday at 1 Eastern on the Truth Network.
But I'm not myself. The night you're gone, there ain't no way I'm moving on. I'm not afraid to need you back. Sometimes it be like that.
Cause you see what you had. Wasn't even supposed to be with you. And it gets crazy in the night. I cannot sleep. And I could keep you nice and warm. Won't do no thinking I'm in love. If I was to give you the world. I swear I'd rather be your friend. I said I'm gonna be right back. It hurts sometimes to be like that.
I might be better on my own. I hate you blowing up my phone. I wish I never met you. Sometimes to be like that.
And now we will continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Welcome back. It's Amy and thanks for tuning in.
Remember that you can listen to the radio show live through our app, The Cure, with Amy Cabo on your radio or as a podcast. Look for The Cure on any podcast platform.
By the way, that's a fireplace in the background, yeah. Not a house burning or anything.
Thank you for clarifying it.
Yes.
I mean, it's an actual virtual fireplace.
Well, I could have said some fiery something else, yeah, that I didn't want to mention.
Yeah.
The song that just played was Be Like That by Swali and Khalid. When I hear this song, what echoes most is, it hurts sometimes to be like that. Boy, do I know those times. So, especially the things that make us fall flat on our face. Crazy things not experienced before. Is it possible that we could endure anymore? Wondering what's going on. We are never ourselves with our true sense gone. We always need God back. It will always be like that. Only God can keep us sane in a world that can be too much, otherwise it becomes a drain. And we just learn to live in vain. We know what we shouldn't do and who's really a friend. We're not better on our own. There's no reason to pretend. God can give us everything if we only turn to Him. He'll keep us warm and full of love. All we have to do is follow through and just comply with God above. In His word we must abide, for His ways are humble, never full of pride. It doesn't seem right if it's from God we feel we have to constantly hide. We're talking to Johnny Pardoe about self-esteem and confidence.
Oh, and we have a listener. Can we just take a quick... question?
A caller.
Naki. From Charlotte?
Yes.
What is your question? How can we help?
Actually, my name is Naki. I am from Morrisville. I have a 501c3 children's program that provides free therapy and mindfulness to children. And I'm curious to know, with your experience, sir, in my efforts to really bring children out and have leadership and really strong confidence, what is the difference between cockiness and this self-esteem and confidence? Like, there's a very thin line. So, you know, what would you say could be a good differentiator of when you need to draw the line and having that confidence and when it's not, you know, it's too much? And having to express that with children, you know what I'm saying?
That's a great question.
Yeah, of course. Great question. So what I
term, the difference, the main difference between them is the confidence is that you've got that belief in yourself and it's very genuine and you believe in yourself, whilst the cockiness sometimes is often us trying to show off in the light, in front of others, just because we want to make ourselves feel a bit better. But the true confidence is about feeling good within who you are and enjoying that and your ability and knowing your ability to do things and try things, whilst the cockiness part is very much about just trying to show to someone that you might be better rather than actually keeping it to yourself and knowing it.
I like the way you answered that, because it makes me feel like confidence gives a bit of peace to yourself, you know, but cockiness seems like it's more of a constant showing off of, you know, an agitation to do something that's not necessarily natural. So, yeah, I appreciate what you said. Please look us up. It's Waka Boomers, WakaBoomers.com, WakaBoomers.com.
Thank you. I mean, I like to say I can do all things through Christ, and always remember that I always need God's help. I find my confidence in God, through God. I mean, I know that without God, I am no one. And so that keeps me in check. I mean, we can teach that to our kids. It is our responsibility to raise them right. And that's the best way to go about things, because it's God that makes all things possible. And there is a fine line. And so that brings me to the next question, Johnny. It's a great thing that she called, because my next question was, what are the challenges that we are faced with, especially kids, about feeling good about themselves, especially when kids are told words hurt? And I mean, I happen to know kids that were confident that suddenly become insecure because of the things that their friends say or because of what their environment has made them to believe. What can we do about that?
So the question about what are some of the challenges and what can we do about that? So I think some of the challenges, like you said, sometimes someone's attitude or what someone says, rather, can rub off on someone, so that actually it starts to make them feel not so good about themselves. I think in this world where we've got a lot of news and social media and things, it's quite easier to do that as well, since we've got constant comparisons as well. And to top it all off, we've got this little voice in our head that is trying to keep us out of danger. There's a part of the brain that's called the limbic part of the brain. Some people are familiar to this, some people less familiar, but it's trying to keep us alive and trying to keep us to survive rather than progress. So it keeps us in our comfort zone. So I think a mixture of those things can impact on us. And then, of course, there's limiting beliefs, which are caused from sort of early, can be caused by early childhood. But actually, what can we, and they're formed from just hearing something, an idea that sticks within us. Now, what can we do about that? So it really comes down to individually, what can we do for ourselves? We can look at actually what these beliefs are and understanding, what are these voices saying? What am I saying about myself? And then understanding, how true are these beliefs? So you might think, oh, I'm not good enough to do that. Actually, how true is that? What have you accomplished? And if we've got kids, it's about constantly, I don't have kids, but my parents personally like used to give me quite a bit of praise now and then, and that would lift my mood. But we can do that to lift people up. We can also just try and take some time out from like social media and the news and negative things like that, because it can impact us. And then and actually having that headspace for ourselves. But the other thing is, who we surround ourselves with is really, really important. So trying to choose the right people, the right friends around us. Now, there's certain people in your life you can't choose, like family or close friends. Well, you can choose friends, but sometimes you've got a close friend who's just you can't get away from. But in those cases, it's best to talk to them as minimal as possible. But when you can, try and choose the right people for your environment, the right people you're speaking to. because that can really rub off on you. And I'm constantly going to events where I've got uplifting people with me. So I think those would be some of my key points, if that makes sense.
Yes, that's a great statement. I mean, people that can lift you up, not bring you down. And it's important to differentiate between the truth and a lie. It's basically, what are you willing to believe? Do you want to believe something that makes you feel bad or is hurtful? Or do you want to believe something that can help you move forward? Something that's productive, just like as in productive conversation or conversation that's no good. It's a choice that we can make. Is it not?
Yeah. So we will continue speaking with Johnny Pardoa about self-esteem. We'd love to hear from you. Call us with your question on 1-866-34-TRUTH. Tell us whether you have good self-esteem or maybe not so good self-esteem. 1-866-34-TRUTH.
And any ideas?
We will be right back with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
So now he's your heaven. You're lying to yourself and him to make me jealous. You put on such an act when you're sleeping together. All this cause I said I don't want marriage. I don't want marriage. I'd rather go half on a baby.
Continue with Amy
Cabell
and The Cure.
Welcome back. It's Amy. Remember, we're live every Saturday at 1 p.m. on your radio, on our app The Cure, and our website, godisthecure.com.
Our shows are available also as a video podcast. Just look for The Cure with Amy Cabell wherever podcasts are.
That really fun, awesome song is Hawaii by Maluma and The Weeknd. Tell me, what is your heaven? The things we think that make us happy or we need? We are lying to ourselves if we think it's in this world. Only family, our love for others, and those that believe in us can plant that seed. It started with our Heavenly Father, who opens up our mind. He represents it at the perfect time. For so long, we didn't even know we were so blind. But how would you like to be on vacation? Free from drinking, smoking, vaping, or any other frustration. When we need nothing at all, it is that God is in the center of our lives, where we may trip and stumble, but never fall. It's no longer any and everyday war we must fight, but a greater understanding of what is truly right. There is no greater feeling than being free. Only God is that constant, for in this life, every day's a blessing, and there's no guarantee. Finding purpose through Christ is the greatest way to be. It's what allows us to find meaning in all the beauty that we see. God provides the true path for us all, for which He is willingly for which he willingly sacrificed himself, taking the ultimate fall. God provides the grace that will surely make us tough. As his children, we are treasured, and he is all we need when God's love becomes enough.
Wow. You're rhyming better and better every day. You know, one of these people who contacted me the other day, they want to sing a variant of their song with your words.
Really?
Let's see how that goes. Let's see how that goes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, also, guys, I have a new version of, well, a new updated version of my book, Love is the Answer, God is a Cure, to be released in a couple months. It includes suppressed memories because we know omission is lying, but I didn't do it on purpose, really. So it's not omitted anymore. But we're still talking to Johnny Perdo about self-esteem and confidence. Hi, Johnny. We're back. So, Johnny.
Hey, Amy.
Let's talk about misconceptions. What misconceptions could there be about self-esteem and confidence? I thought it was all good.
Yeah, so it's an area, this area is one I particularly started to research and understand when I was really struggling with my self-esteem issues and confidence issues at times. And there's some misconceptions that I used to pick up, that suddenly confident people had no fears, for example, in that, like, they were just able to go and do things without feeling anything, just like that was them. But actually, I started to watch and research the most charismatic appearing people. I'd ask people, when I was talking to people at work who appeared really charismatic, they had the same fears I did. It's just they went through with them. So the idea that confident people have zero fears was absolutely wrong in my understanding. It's just the more we do something, the more comfortable we're going to feel. But there's always a stage when we feel that fear. So I really like to express that to people listening in general, because sometimes people think, oh, I've got to wait to get confident to do something. So that's one misconception. The other main misconception is that I'm from someone who appears maybe famous, rich, successful on the outside, or perhaps perceived as attractive to people and in the public eye, or any of those things, doesn't have issues with self-esteem. And again, that's absolutely false. I was perceived as sometimes someone who was confident, but I wasn't on the inside. And there's examples of celebrities who have had, there's been insights into their lives. Now, I don't listen to much celebrity gossip, but there's some critical, really bad celebrities who appeared so successful on the outside have really had a bad turn in their life, or kind of the worst case, they've been that low self-esteem that they're no longer with us. Those are probably two of the main misconceptions that I really wanted to point out.
Well, there's something very fundamental to Christian faith, and I know that it's what worked for me. I think we're all stricken with fear at one point or another in our lives, and sometimes we can get insecure and we can get beaten down. Life can do that to you, but there's this really strong fundamental belief to the Christian faith is the realization that God loves us. When we deeply understand this important truth, we begin to see ourselves and love others the way that God loves us. And so,
and love ourselves too.
And, you know, also God said, have no fear. And if you don't think that you're capable, or if you're not strong enough, or if you're not good enough, God certainly is, and he can always work through you. So that's how I was able to combat that, because nobody's exempt. We all get hit sooner or later, even the most confident people. It's nobody's superhuman, but we can try. Well, we can certainly try.
I sometimes am.
you try to be, which I give you credit.
Yeah. See, I have high self-esteem.
So tell me the importance of looking after yourself in your self-love then.
Yeah, absolutely. So your self-love and looking after yourself is absolutely critical for your self-esteem, because when we look after ourselves, we're saying we deserve it, and yeah, we deserve to feel happy. And actually, what it's going to do is help us feel a lot happier in life. I mean, if you don't like yourself, it's going to be hard to like you. But there's also, you're going to back yourself a little bit more to face those challenging situations rather than back out of them. But also, there's the other side of what it does for others and the love we want to spread around us. So if we're not in our best state, then it's going to have a knock-on to others. And I certainly remember doing that myself. And I've talked to people, worked with people who have felt like they've impacted on people because of their lack of self-esteem, and therefore they wanted to get coaching in it. So actually, if you work on your self-esteem, it's going to have a good impact on others. And actually, if you're doing what you want to do, so say you want to be a writer, but you're holding yourself back from doing so because you don't think it's good enough, you could actually be giving some good work out to the world, and people could be getting some good value from you. So it's not just yourself and being happy and going for what you want, but also you're having this positive knock-on to other people by caring and looking after yourself first of all.
Well, I don't know. I just came up with this idea. You know, some of us, we just don't like ourselves no matter what. But do we really need to like ourselves if God loves us, if we believe God loves us? And if we can be who God wants us to be, won't others love us? And won't that promote self-esteem and confidence?
In terms of...
If you're lacking the ability, if you're lacking the ability to like yourself, can you learn to love yourself knowing that God loves you the way that you are? And if you become the person that God wants you to be, you follow His truth, you follow His word, you live, you walk in His footsteps, others will love you. And as others love you, won't that not build self-confidence and self-esteem? We'll continue talking about that when we return. Hold on to that thought.
We would love to hear from you again. Tell us a personal story of self-growth or ask a question. 1-866-34-TRUTH, 1-866-34-TRUTH. How confident you are in you.
We will be right back with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
The Cure. Hi again, and thanks for tuning in. Remember, we're live every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern on your radio, depending on which state, on our app, The Cure, on social media. Just look for God is the Cure.
And again, later the show will be available as a podcast, like tomorrow. Search for The Cure with Amy Cabell. Now, Amy is spelled with an I and a double E, or search God is the Cure on any podcast channel.
The song that just played was Intentions by Justin Bieber. You can be perfect. Be like me, is what God said. Follow me. You are my image. I'm the life and the bread. I created you with great intention. To every detail, I gave careful attention. All was planned, the good times and the sad. It's what made us grow, even though at times it made us mad. It takes some time creating a masterpiece. It can be difficult and confusing, but how else must faith eventually increase? We can truly be an asset when showered by His grace. So kiss the ring, God's our King, and we are His base.
Wow.
So we're talking to John Pardoe about self-esteem. And earlier I was talking, Johnny, because I feel for those of us who find it hard to like ourselves. We've all had different experiences, and it's not so easy for some of us, poof, the magic dragon, feel okay about yourself. Though, God's love is unconditional.
It's a magic wand, too, we can use.
Now, God's love is unconditional, and I can imagine Him singing that very song that just played for us. And how can you go wrong? Even if you can't find it within yourself, you can find it in God. So, John, if someone is overwhelmed and doesn't know where to begin to improve their self-esteem, how could they start?
Yeah, of course. So, I think you made a couple of great points there around God's love, but also the love of others. So, I think it's really important to include that and understand that there's something, there's a reason for you, and there's a reason why other people or God loves you. So it's really important to remind yourself that, first of all. Now, one thing I would say to start off with, first of all, is to understand why you're, perhaps that self-awareness, perhaps understanding why you're not loving you, and actually, what are these beliefs? Why are they there? And then understanding that, actually, what is the real truth? And then, like you said, talking about people loving you, there is love to support you, understanding that and listing it and constantly looking at it. There's also, it's really important to think about and making it as simple as possible to look at the way you're talking to yourself. So if you're saying, oh, I'm not very good at this, I'm hopeless, things like that, that's never going to make you feel good. So identifying new phrases that you could use, such as I am blessed, I have a wonderful life, or what you want to believe about yourself, and saying those things over and over again, it's going to be personal to you. But saying it with power rather than just the words, saying it with the power so you can feel the meaning behind them, and listening to information, music that's going to make you feel good, thinking about what your habits are. So perhaps I should have said that for the music and the information, but perhaps really understanding what is it that's making me feel bad about myself, and what is it that makes me feel good about myself when I have felt good. I'm really trying to do more of those things.
You make a very good point to say things with power, and if you really mean it, and if there is no power behind it, isn't it true that if you say things in enough times, repetitively, you eventually believe it?
Basically brainwash yourself?
Right, wrong, or indifferent. Oh. It does happen. And so if you're in the practice of being positive and saying positive things to yourself, you eventually believe it. Whereas if you're being negative all the time, then that's what you will believe. And that's why I say what you believe becomes your reality. And what is it that you want your reality to be?
Positive. But I want positive.
For a lot of us, it just takes someone who cares. Somebody that believes in you. Somebody who says you're worth it. Somebody who says you're loved. Somebody who teaches you about God. That would be helpful, too.
Yeah, I agree. I think Johnny, she wants to be a coach, too. Let's announce it, baby. We're going to do a coaching sessions in Miami.
Oh yeah. Okay. Okay, Johnny, since you're the coach, what's the difference between taking action and creating habits when looking to improve yourself?
Yeah, so action is very much about how you build that confidence. And like I talked about earlier, that the misconception is sometimes that confident or charismatic looking people have no fears, but when you take action, you start to gain more confidence. Now, you might be listening to this and thinking, whoa, hold on, I want to do this, but I'm too terrified to do it, so let's use the example of public speaking, where you don't want to do an update through a big bunch of people. Instead, what you would do is break the action down, because when you take action, you build momentum and confidence. Now, I attach that very much to confidence, and the more confident more actions you take to go towards your confidence or what it is you want to overcome fears, the more confident you'll become. Now, what a habit is, I very much associate habits with self-esteem and what you do over and over again. So a habit could be what you're eating every day, the amount of sleep you get every day, even the way you talk to yourself every day is one. What you're listening to every day, what you're consuming. So that's what I like to do when I'm working with someone, really look at actually what are their habits and are these helping them. So the difference between an action is it's kind of an act of courage or something you'll do, usually a one-off or multiple things, whilst a habit is something you repeatedly do.
And so I suppose if you're repeatedly doing things that are good for you, you'll feel better about yourself, right? I mean, if you're having good behaviors, that is. But if you're afraid, well,
this is even with dogs, you know. You just give them food, they feel good, and then
we're not dogs.
But same idea, right?
But if you're afraid,
there you go.
God did say, do not be afraid. So if you're afraid, then you would be lacking faith. If you're lacking faith, then you're being disobedient. And don't you want to be obedient? And don't you want to have faith? And don't you want to increase your faith? And the only way you can do that is to face your fears. That's my take.
So also now with the fear of everybody scared of COVID, with some probably,
God decides what happens. He's in control.
Everything's going to be all right.
Johnny, but what if somebody is unhappy with their job?
Quit.
Does it affect their confidence? Should they change it? Or should they face their fears and try to make the best out of it?
If we're looking at someone's job in particular, I think it's really important to, again, it comes back to the self-awareness. Is it the fact I genuinely don't like this job, or is it the fact that there's a current circumstance that I don't like about it? Is there something in the work environment? Obviously, it's mostly remote working for most people, but at the moment, is there something I don't like? So it's understanding, do I genuinely not like this, or is it just something at the moment? And that will depend on the action you would take. And if it's the case that you really don't like your job, I would suggest really doing a deep diving exercise, understanding what it is you want to do, what do you want to try. And I wouldn't suggest, just leaving your job. That's never a good idea. Obviously, we need to pay the bills and everything. But it'd be certainly a good idea to make a plan, understand what it is that it's about taking that time out to understand what it is I actually want to do.
And then leave it at that, Johnny, because
we ended the show. I wanted to ask you how we overcome being scared of failure, but just to learn that failure is a stepping stone. We live and we learn, and that's a good thing.
You can use it to learn something.
But we're finished, and I wish we had more time. Your time is so valuable, and I love the things you're saying. Thank you so much, Johnny, for helping us boost our self-esteem.
Well, I boosted mine.
More information on him can be found on johnnypardo.com. Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you very much for having me, and I hope I've been valuable to your listeners. It's such a great show. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you to the audio producer, Beth Ann, the Truth Protector, for being with us, making the show sound good, and making the music possible. Thanks to the Christian Car Guy who gave me my elf name. It was so cute. Robbie Dillmore, we love your shows. Now let's pray. That's important. A prayer for self-confidence. Oh, Father, thank you, Lord, that we are daughters and sons of a King, loved and cherished, and my inheritance is eternal goodness. So today we wear our crown like a princess or prince, full of humility, for we do not earn this honor. We simply choose to live in it. We place this prize upon our heads a jewel already paid for, the symbol of belonging. We feel the grace of God within our hearts, grace that enables us to try hard and not to fear failure, grace that calls us to stay true to our values and visions, but not to be overwhelmed by them, grace to walk tall, follow in your footsteps. Thank you, Lord, for we are daughters and sons of the King, a prince, princess or prince with a crown of jewels, and children with a loving Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Amy Cabo. You have been listening to The Cure.
Oh, that's my line. Please check the podcast, The Cure with Amy Cabo, our app, The Cure, or our website, God is the Cure. And please subscribe so you don't miss any shows.
And thank you to our listeners for being with us. Now we're up to 110,000 downloads of The Cure podcast. God is sweet. So until next week, be kind, give it your best, and stay safe in these pandemic and crazy times. But remember, this too shall pass, especially now with a vaccine available. And Merry Christmas, the greatest birth of all, our Savior baby Jesus was born. And until next Saturday, much love. Be true to yourself and others. Maintain your values and keep the faith.
Thank you for listening to The Cure with Amy Cabo. For more information or to get Amy's book, Love is the Answer, God is the Cure, or to listen to the podcasts of previous shows, visit godisthecure.com.